Assalamu alaikum, sweetest friend. We are continuing our previous shiur on the sugya in Sota Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Avraham Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi continues the sugya. Ein Egla Rufa Bala B'Shvil Tzarayin. The Egla Rufa only comes, the decapitated calf only comes for Tzarayin, people who are stingy. Shenemar, Vanam Ramli Adena La Shafru Asadamazeh. B'chiali Beinu also Shizikne Beizin Shofri Damim Him. Elo Bali Adenu Patarnuhu. Blorinu Vinichu. Vehanach Nuhu. Lo Bali Adenu Patarnuhu Belomizonos. Lorinu Vinach Nuhu. Belolivayavaya. It says, they answered and they said, the Zikanim, our hands did not spill this blood. Would you think that the Zikne bathed in spilled blood are blood spillers? No. What they mean is that he didn't come into our hands and we let him go. We didn't see him and leave him. What does that mean? He didn't come into our hands and we let him go without food. We didn't see him and let him be without accompaniment. Rashi says, Upitarnu belomazonos kolma lemazonos hutzrach v'lohayelo. That it didn't happen that he needed mizonos and he didn't have. And he saw somebody who was carrying mizonos. And then he snatched away the food because he was so incredibly hungry. And then this guy stood up and killed him. In other words, we didn't see this guy go without food and not give him. Because what happened was, that why was there a murdered body over here? Why was there a dead body that we have to bring the Egla Rufa? Because he needed mizonos. He saw somebody carrying food. He went to snatch the food because he was so hungry. And then this guy got up, the person who was attacked, and he killed him. Lo levaya, Rashi says, we didn't leave him without levaya. Chabur she'e lechimahim, a group to go with them. So it's hard to understand. How is it shaykh to say that the Egla Rufa comes with shilt sarei ayin? Bezikne beizdim say, shalo paternu belo mazonos. In other words, we weren't tzarei ayin. We worried about his mizonos. So what do you mean? What does the Gemara mean when it says that the Egla Rufa comes for tzarei ayin? It's that they're dafka not tzarei ayin. Because they never let him go without mizonos. Had they known, they would have given. Another question, that in Maseches Erechin and Tezayin Amud Aleph, it says, Amri Yishuv and Levi, Shnei Dvarim lo matzinu lehem korbanos kapara. The Rechin matzinu lehem kapara. Shvichus dam lashon hara, shvichus dam begla ruf lashon hara biktaris. Lo yedia man katle. So in two things, we don't find karbanos kapara. What are the two things that they don't have karbanos kapara? Shvichus damim, it's no carbon. It's an egla rufa. And Lashon Hara, Ktaris is Mechaber, it's not a carbon. Rashi says, Lo yedi aman katle, egla mechaperis. The egla is Mechaber, we don't know who killed him. So who's saying this? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says that egla rufa is Mechaber for Shvichus damim. Since we don't know who killed him, and we can't be mekayim with this rotzech misis beis din ubi arami kirbecha, so we need a kapara al debi agola. So there we have that the egla rufa is a kapara for shvichus damim, and here in our sugya, the egla rufa is because of tzara sayin, not as a kapara for shvichus damim, because of tzara sayin. So which one is it? Is it a stir in the sugyas? In erechin, it's for shvichus damim. And here in Sota, it's for Tzarei Ayin. Later on in Sota, it says in Memhe Amid Beis, Tanan, Zikne Ose Yeroch Tenes Yedeim B'mayim B'makom Arifa Shel Agola. They wash their hands with water where they decapitate this calf. Omrim, and they say, Yadeinu lo shafchus adam hazeh, veineinu lo ra'o. B'chidat altenu also shizikini beiz and shafchit domim him. El shalom ba'al yadeinu pitarnu v'lo reinu v'lo v'hinachnu. Rashi says, L'babi yadeinu v'hinachnu, lo b'yadeinu pitarnu v'gemar mefarish b'lo mezonos. B'gemar says, he didn't come into our hands and we let him go. What does it mean, let him go? Let him go without mezonos, without food. Our hand didn't spill this blood. Lo neraga yadenu, wasn't killed by us. Shepetarnu below mezonos v'hutzrich alastei mesabrios v'akach nerag. He wasn't killed by us that we let him go without food, and he had to be melastim the brios, and therefore he was killed. Lo reinu v'hinachnu yichidi b'lo chabur, we didn't leave him alone, see him and leave him alone as an individual without a group. V'ainu v'einenu lo ro, our eyes didn't see. So when Rashi says b'gemara mefarish b'lo mezonos, he's referring to what it says later on. So Rashi's referring to that Gemara that says that we didn't see him and let him go without food. He didn't come to our hand and we let him go without food. We didn't see him and let him go without accompaniment. Shaila is, why does Rashi bring from the Gemara after the Mishnah? Rashi says, they're in Sota. The Gemara Mefarish is referring to the Gemara after this Mishnah. But we already have earlier on. In our Sugya, in the memory of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So why did Rashi go to the later Gemara to say, what does it mean upitan? We didn't leave him without food, when he could have gone to the earlier Gemara of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? However, if you look carefully, you'll see that Rashi here, when he explains Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, contradicts what he says later on in the Mishnah in the name of the Brice over there. Here Rashi says, in a positive lashon, that he needed food and he didn't have. As if it really happened. We didn't leave him without food, but that's what happened. He ended up not having food. But later on, Rashi says, Lo nerag al yadeinu. He wasn't killed by us. Shepatarnu b'lo mezonos v'hutzrich alastim es habrios, that we let him go without food and he needed to be melastim the brios. So later on Rashi says it didn't happen. So did it happen that he needed mezonos, or did it not happen? First Rashi says that it happened. He needed mezonos, he didn't have, and therefore he had to attack somebody and got killed. And later on Rashi says he wasn't killed by us that we let him without mezonos and he had to steal from somebody and therefore got killed. No, it didn't happen. So here Rashi says it did happen and there Rashi says it didn't happen. We also have to understand that in our Sugya Rashi learns that when they didn't give him mezonos, what happens? In other words, he's not guilty. He didn't have food, so he had to snatch the food because of onus. But later on Rashi says that it didn't happen, that v'hutzrich l'lastim es habrios, that it's not l'chot v'machmas onus ravon, me'menu l'onus ravon, it's not an onus, it's not that it's not his fault. There he's a thief, there's a maisa listus. So that seems to be a stira. Here it's an onus when he's taking, and there it's not an onus. There he's a melastim es habrios. And also, in our Sugya Rashi learns v'amad ze olav haraga, that the one who kills him is a rotzeach. Amar alav zeh v'harago. And there's no onus to pater the one who killed him. But later on, Rashi says, Piresh. Now, but later on, Rashi explains, V'hutzuch l'last name is Habrios. V'al kach ne'arak. That he was forced to steal. Rashi again there says it didn't happen. But we're saying that it didn't happen, that he was forced to steal. But if he would have been forced to steal, what would that have been? V'al kach ne'arak. And therefore, for this, he was killed. So it's mashma that the one who kills him is pater. He was besakana. Machmas listus shel hanerag. He was besakana because of the thievery of the one who was killed. So the one who kills him is pater. Uhutzrich the last name is Abius Vakach Nerag. And therefore he was killed. Earlier in Rashi says that he killed him. That it was the guy who killed, it was his fault. There's no onus. And here, Bavutzrich last name is Abias Vakach Nerag, and therefore he was killed. So it's not mashma that the person killed him did anything wrong. He was Bisakani, he was Hutzrich last name is Abrios. He was a thief, and therefore this guy was killed. Because he was just protecting himself from the thief. So we see from all these caches, apparently, that the MS, Pamuk explains, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and the Tana of the Braisa and the Sugya later on. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, we learn that the Zikane Beis and say that really, this person who was killed left the city without food, and that's why he was killed. According to the Tana of the Braisa, we say lehefech, that the Zikane Beis and say that fakert, that this person was left the city properly. With Mizonas, with Levaya. And the people in the city didn't add any tzara and sakana for this guest. And the explanation is that later on in the Sigim and Vavam Beis, after the Brisa, it says, Tani Rav Meir Omer Kofin Levaya, Sheshchar Levayim Lashir, we forced to do Levaya, because the Sheshchar of Levaya has no shir. No amount. Amri Rishu ben Levi, Hamalech Baderech Vendel Levayasik Bator, if somebody's going on the way and they doesn't have anybody to accompany him, he should learn. Viter, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Rav, Kol Malabas Chaver Abraham Spiral and Mizuk. Somebody who accompanies his friend 4 hours in the city doesn't get harmed. Tanar Bar Rav Talmud Bor Shir, the Rav into first Talmud until the outskirts of the city. Chaver Lachaver Tchum Shabbos, a friend to a friend until the Tchum Shabbos. Even further, Talmud LaRav at Parsa until Parsa. Rabu Muvuk Shlosha Parsos, or is the Rebbe Muvuk even more? At Kandivriya Sigarashi there explains Kofin Levaya. Kofin is Mishaina wrote to Labas Chaver or the Derech Shielaveo. We force somebody who doesn't want to accompany his friend on the way that he should accompany him. Eino Nizok, if you accompany him, he's not going to be harmed. If you accompany him 4 amos, Osa Yotze the Derech, the one who goes out on the way. Adi Burishalia, Rashi says, Shiyotze Menu, that city that he goes out of. So the outer house within 70 amas and a little bit of the houses of the city. So you take the last house in the city, there's a 70 amma, it's within the 70 amas of the previous house, and then you, and a little bit, and then you accompany him from there to outside the city, that's where the city ends. So that's where it's the Ibur Shalir. The last house within 70 Amis of the Bate Ha'ir. So that's where it says, Harav Latam and Ali Bur Shalir until the outskirts of the city. Bebeis Hachitzam within 70 Amis and a little bit of the houses of the city. So in the previous year we explained that the Tana of the Braisa and the Sugi over there learns that this Amira of the Zikne Beis Din is not coming mitzad shmiras ha'ezrachim v'tikun ha'drachim ha'idei Beis Din, that there are halachas that you have to guard the citizens, you have to fix the drachim, that's what the Beis Din's job is. Say that they were Mekayim, their obligation to guard the pathways, but rather mitzad mitzvah chesed shel avoya. That the mechayiv here is, as was explained in that shir, that they have to be mechayiv mitzvah levoya kamur b'torah. And there's a kolach skuli, there's this magical effect of levoya. It's a skula that guards the person. So this achrayus of the bezin that we're talking about in the Mishnah is because of their responsibility to be mekayim mitzvah sasei, shem kofen al mitzvah levoya. Like it brings there in the brayse of Rabbi Meir, there it's talking about the mitzvah. Rabbi Meir omer kofen levoya schar levoya ein lashir. Hamahalich b'der vein levoya asik b'torah. These are all talking about dream skuliim, not about the regular Shmira that you would have there Chateva. So they're kofal a mitzvah, they're mekayim the mitzvah, so they're shmira kochol atzarech. However, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi apparently holds, ain kofan al mitzvah levaya. It's included in mitzvah staka, as the Rambam says in Hilchos Avil. Vein kofen al et staka, because staka is a mitzvah that says Shemana Schar B'tzida. Mefurshim Meseches Bava Basra Daf Ches. Sheyu kofen al et staka. Fractosis. The Yom Asr Lachbe that we pass in Chulin. Shekol mitzvah Shemana Schar B'tzida. Ein bezin shamata kofen aleha. And about Staka, it says there's schar, kibbutz davar zeh v'recha shem elokecha. So the machlok is the Rim Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rikofen al et Staka, because there's a laban in Esse, according to Rabbeinu Tam, really you're not kofa, because man schar kosva b'tzidin, loshen kfiya, is lav dafka. It's talking about bedvarim, but not bebezdin. It's verbally they pressure him, but not the bezdin's actually forcing him. V'reidaser v'meir b'braisa, that ain't kofen al et Staka. Rabbi Meir says in a braisa that you don't force staka. Like Rabbeinu Tam says that you don't force staka. Like Rabbeinu Tam. Matan schar kosev b'tzida. So how do you kofa on levaya? If levaya is meeting staka like the Rambam says in Hilchos Avil. So therefore Rabbi Meir was mechadesh that since we learn from another pasuk, that schar levayin lashiur. So it must be that the schar that was said by tztaka doesn't define and limit the schar levaya. And therefore, rakofa ala levaya kemitzvah bifnei atzma. She'ein matin schar kasev b'tzida. Normally you have a matin schar kasev b'tzida, so this is the schar. And that's all there is to it. But here we're talking about levaya, that the schar ain lashir. So therefore, you can't say that the man schar kosu b'tzida ain kofin. That's only if there's a set schar. Here, there's no set schar. So memela is out of the category of tzedakah, and you can force. Rabbi Shuvan Levi doesn't hold like this chiddush of Rabbi Meir, and if so, the bezin is not kofal mitzvah levaya, and therefore we have to say. And the Zikne Beis and say Lo Bali Adenu Pitan Ruv Lo Bezonos Lo Avino Ben Achno Belo Levaya. They're not coming to say that the Oreach came to them in practice, and they made sure that he had Mizonos in Levaya. But the exact opposite. In other words, they're saying that the Oreach, this guest, did not come to us as Zikne Ha'ir. Because we're tzaddikim. And if we have mitzvah achnasas orachim and mitzvah levaya, so we do it properly. And we give him food, we give him provisions for the way, we give him Seyed al-Aderech. And we also make sure that people go with him. So So therefore it makes sense that what happened was that he fell into the hands of Tzarayayin. And we're not responsible for this. Because ain't kofen al alevoya. And it's the Tzarayayin who are guilty. That they sent him really belimizonos for levaya, and that's why he was killed. So we're not guilty. That's what Rabbi Shulam Levi was saying. We do what we're supposed to do. So it was somebody else, and we're not guilty because ain't kofen. And they sent him away with belimizonos for levaya. Had they come to us, Betar Zikner, we would have helped him. But he didn't come to us. And the Mimele went to somebody else. And Taka, they sent him Beli Mizonos for Levaya, the Tzidis Tzarayayin, and therefore he was killed. So if this is all is true, then what do we need this Hakdamai De Zikne Beis? So Bishlam, according to the Price, later on, Aliva the Rebbe Meir. So the Canaan were coming to say that as far as the whole city that's under our responsibility, you can't make them guilty, you can't incriminate them in his death. Because they made sure that he had Mizonos and Levaya. He wasn't lacking Mizonos and Levaya. So since their hands are clean, we can be Mevakish Kapara about Kol Am Yisrael. They need Kapara for Ritzicha. We don't know who the Ratzeach is. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Bemis was Mistabra that there were Tzarayayin in the city that caused this killing. They let him go without food, and therefore he had to attack somebody, and that person killed him. So what amira is this? As a hakdama to bakashas kapara. What are they saying? That we, the zakenim, are not guilty, but the people in the city are guilty. So what's this Indian of asking for kapara for Am Yisrael when it was the Anshe Irenu or Tzarayayin who are guilty? If we're talking about the where no one was guilty, so then you need some sort of, we don't know who the Harig is. So this is a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael, but here you know who the guilty party is. So what's this Hakdama that precedes the Kapar Lamcha Yisrael? We know full well it was the Tzarayayin. It's not that Klal Yisrael as a whole needs kapara because we don't know who the killer is. He's somewhere in there in Klal Yisrael. It was the Tzarayayin. So it would appear from Rashi that in every karban it's impossible to bring it unless it's known that there's a need for a kapara. Chatas sheniskapru be'aleha, if the Bailam already were miskapru with the chatas, you can't be makrivit because there's no chait. They already miskapir, so you can't bring the chatas. So even though an egla rufa is not mamash a karban, it says karban by egla rufa, like kachim. And we learn a number of halachas from this lashon. And we also see from the member of Yerushu ben Lev Mesechas Erchin, sheshvichus damim lo matzinu la bekarbanus kapara. Uvidavar hacher matzinu la kapara. So it's mashma, what's the carbon? There's no carbon kapara, but in the end we bring the egla rufa to be mechaper al shvichus damen. So it's a me'ain carbon. It's like a carbon in that it brings a kapara for the shvichus damen. So Rashi understood that according to the mission the Braisa later on, that's the hakdama of the zakenim. They say he didn't come into our hand and we let him go without mizonos, because they have to prove that there's a tzarech b'kapara. So if the orech left the city without food and he had to steal, so it could be there's not ritzicha at all. It's not considered ritzicha to kill him, because the person who killed him was allowed to do so because of hilchos rodef. They have to prove there was some ritzicha here. When they say lo nerag al yadenu, that's a moral idea. That if they cause this situation, they should regret their causation. But the Ikar Maimer of the Zakenim is to say that there's a need for kapara. That since he had mizonos, there's no tzad to say that he was a thief, and he was killed by the nirdaf. But rather, the rotzeach came and killed him. And therefore, we need kapara for shvichus damim in Am Yisrael, that there's such a thing in Am Yisrael as murder. And it didn't happen. This guy had his food. So therefore, he wasn't a listim. If he was a listim, then there wouldn't have been murder. The guy would have just been in self-defense. So therefore, why is this guy killed? It must be murder. And therefore, Am Yisrael needs a kapara. That's according to the Gemara later on. And then the Kohanim come and say, "Kapir l'amcha Yisrael shepatis Hashem al titein dam naki bekerav amcha Yisrael." And he kapir l'am adam. So this brings a kapara. So now Rabbi Shuvan Levi is coming to argue, and he holds another rabbi. The Zakenim say that it makes more sense that he was sent from the city without mizonos with tsarei ayin, and therefore he was killed. But if that's the case, what's the kapara shvichus damim? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds that egla rufa. It's mechaper on shvichus damim. What's the shvichus damim if it was just self-defense? And therefore Rashi explains, according to Yeshua ben Levi, that he holds that even though we assume that this guest was killed because he needed mizonos, nevertheless, it's not mistabrit to say that he was begeder listim with hilchas rodef mamish, but rather it's geder onis rava. And even if he said very forcefully, "Give me some food," there wasn't a redifa here. So this person is Amar Alav HaRogo. The person who killed him is a Shofech Damim. He's a Rotzeach Gamor. So according to the Mahalach of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, this person who killed him wasn't killing him out Nirduf, that he was a Nirduf and he was allowed to kill him. He wasn't allowed to kill him. It was Onas Ravon. He needed some food. He asked him strongly for some food, but the guy's life wasn't in danger, the person who was asked. And we need a kapara for that. So that's why we're Makdim. We didn't let him go without food, but the Maisa, he was let go without food, and because he went into the hands of Tsarei Ayin, and therefore he had to kill. And Klal Yisrael needs a kapara for that, because there's a killer in Klal Yisrael. So both Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and the Gemara later on are proving why we need a kapara. Either because the person who killed him was a rotzeach, because he didn't have food, or that's according to later on, when he was let without food, got let go without food, when he was let go with food, there was no reason for anybody to kill him. He wasn't attacking anybody, so therefore the person who killed him must have been a rotzeach. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the reason we need a kapara is because he asked strongly for food, but the guy he was asking wasn't a rodef. So the nafkamina between the Braisa later on and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is that according to the Braisa later on, the hakdam of the Zakenim, saying we didn't let him go without food, is to show that there's a tzorach b'kapara. He wasn't sent without food. He wasn't killed for food. It had nothing to do with that. He was killed for a completely different reason. And according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he's also teaching that you need a kapara. What's the kapara? That since the oreach was sent without mizonos by stingy people, and he was killed because of mizonos. But he wasn't a rodef. He was just weak. He was a matzav shel ones. So both of them are coming to explain why Am Yisrael needs a kapara. Am Yisrael either needs a kapara because stam you have a killer in Am Yisrael, or because this guy, that's according to the Tana of the Braisa later on, because it had nothing to do with the food, or that it did have to do with the food. We didn't let him go without food. we would have given him, but he came into the hands of those who didn't give him. And therefore, Taka didn't have food. And therefore, he demanded some food from someone, and the person felt a little bit threatened, and he killed him. But he had no right to, because he wasn't a rodef. So now we understand what the Zakenim are saying by the Egla Rufa. And we can say even more, that in the Psukim, Tvaram Chafalev, Heidiches, it says, V'nikshu HaKohanim B'nei Levi, Kibam B'chai Hashem Elokecha, L'shar Asur L'vorech B'shem Hashem, V'alpim Yaakov Riva Kol Nega, Chozik Nehera Akrov Melachol, Yichtu Asidem Alek Egla Rufa B'nachal, V'anam Redenu Lo Shefchu Asidam Hazeh, V'aninu V'einenu Lo Roh, Kaper Lam Chayisrael, Shepedis Hashem, V'altitein Dam Naki, B'kerav Am Chayisrael, V'nikaper Lehem Adam. Rashi explains, Yadenu Lo Shefchu, What do you think that they were blood spillers? What do you mean our hands didn't spill this blood? You think their hands are spilling blood? We didn't see him and let him go without food and without accompaniment. And the Kohanim say, Kaper Lam Chayisrael. And so it's said, Unkulus Kanai Yemrun Kaper Lam Chayisrael. It's the Kohanim who say, Kaper Lam Chayisrael. But this is a big wonder. First the Kohanim approach, and it doesn't say why they're approaching. And then it says that they wash their hands and they answer and they say, these two psukim. Says v'chol ziknei ha'irahu krov melachol yuchtu yidem. They wash their hands, and they say, "Our hands didn't spill this blood, and our eyes didn't see." And then the kohanim come in and say, "Kaper lam chayisrael." He says, "V'nikshu akohanim b'nei Levi." So first the kohanim approach, and doesn't say why they approach. Then the zakenim wash their hands, and they say what they say. So then why did the kohanim approach? So we have to say that this second pasuk was not said by the Zakenim, it was said by the Kohanim. And that's why they approached. But it's still a wonder. Why doesn't the pasuk say b'feirush that the Kohanim said the second pasuk? Why do we have to wait for Rashi and Unkelus to tell us? And Michal, we have to understand. If they're Kohanim, so they're the Baalei Kapara. It's like a carbon here. So why does it say that these Kohanim are l'sharso l'varich b'shem Hashem? What does that have to do? What does Birkas Kohanim have to do with Egla Rufa? So therefore we can say that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi understood in the Seder of this parsha that there are two inyanei kapara. One on Shvichus Damim, like he says in Meseches Erechin, there's actually murder here. And one on Sarasayin, like we see here in Meseches Sot and our sugya. And we explain that we understand that the person who was killed was killed because he was sent from the city without mezonos through the tzarei ayin, and the person who killed him is also guilty. Shlohaya lamor alav lahargo, he shouldn't have killed him. He should have just said, "The poor guy, he's so hungry. Giving him some food, but don't kill him. You know, he's not going to kill you. He's not a rodef." So we can say that's why we have these two inyanim in the parish of Egla Rufa. Part of the speaking of the speech is given by the Zakenim and part by the Kohanim. Because we have two kaparas. The Amir is Zakenim, is Mechaper and Shvichus Damim. And the Amir is Kohanim, is Mechaper al Tzeres Ayin. Not only that, we can say that the koach of the Kohanim to be mechaper al tzeres ayin comes together with the koach kapara and koach bracha. Because this kapara had like a carbon here, and that's the sheiris, like it says in the pasuk, l'sharso, they serve, so they have a carbon involved. And they also need the bracha of the tov ayin, neged achisaron shel tzeres ayin. And that's unique to the Kohanim. And that's what it says here, V'nikshu HaKohanim B'nei Levi, Kibam B'chai Hashem Elokecha L'sharso L'varach B'shem Hashem. So you have both. You have the inyan of Lasharso, Kapara, and also their Tuveayin, because they have the Mevarach B'Shem Hashem. Because the Baracha comes, Ayidei Sima Shemo Alamolek, Rashi says, Mevarach B'Shem Hashem. That's how they give the Baracha. We can say another explanation according to Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. The Torah writes that the Kohanim approach before the Amir Zakenim to emphasize that this is a close example of the Seder Birkas Kohanim and the Mikdash. That the Kohanim go to the Duchen before Birkas Avoda, and they prepare the Bracha through Machshav and Kavan of Tovayin, like we explained in the previous shir. And then at the end, they give the actual Bracha. So to Agla Ruf, the Kohanim first approach, they prepare themselves with Tuv Lev, like they do to bless the Jewish people, and then the Zakenim say what they say, and the Kohanim are still preparing themselves, and then the Zakenim say what they have to say, so then the Kohanim continue on, and they say they're Divrei Kaparas. That's why the Pasuk is split up into two. Yirchatsu Yedeim, V'anu Vamru L'Yedeinu Lo Shafchu Asadam Zevenin Lo Ro. That's the Kohanim, and then that's the Zakenim, and then right to the Kohanim say Kapre Lamcha Yisrael Asher Padisa. As we saw, the Mamanik Simon Misava Lebracha Duchen Ba'avoda Kos Makir Nene Ba'agola. So these inyanim of the Kohanim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misavah for their bracha, and they go up to the Duchen, and then the Avoda is part of the Avoda, part of their service, and there's the Kos Shel Bracha, which relates to Tov Ayin, and that's the Makir, that's the Nene, which are also members of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi that relate to Tovas Ayin. And we should see the Egel Aruf in the same way. These amiros are also related to the to Birkas Kohanim. The amira of the Kohanim and the Egel Aruf also relates to Birkas Kohanim. It also comes from their Tuv Ayin. It's also Mechaper El Tzaras Ayin. And that's why, that answers our original kasha, as to why they left out other ma'amar of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Kokoin shenolot l'yodav lo yisa eskapov, afilo mechitza shor barzaleinam afsekes ben Yisrael avim shbashamayim. Why was that left out? Because that's not the point here. The point of this simen is to show the connection between the Kohanim, their Tov Ayin by Birkas Kohanim, and Tov Ayin by Egel Arufa. And to explain the parasha of Egel Arufa, why they're saying what they said. And that relates to their Hachana that we said with it, their three mitzvahs at their Makayim. One of them is to prepare themselves beforehand for the Bracha, Kosevarchu. So you're also, they prepare themselves. So these two parashas are related, the parasha of Berachos Kohanim and the parasha of Egel Arufa. But after the parasha of Berachos Kohanim, as it relates to the Tov Ayin and the Hachana, so here also, by Egel Arufa, there has to be Tovas Ayin, and there has to be Hachana beforehand. That's why the Zakenim speak in the middle. So the purpose of this simon is to explain the mahalach of this parasha, of these members of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. It's like eye-poppingly amazing. So I hope I transmitted this accurately. And if I didn't, Hashem Atov Yechaper. But I hope we were able to see the Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.